Peter now has the crowd's attention. He has a Jewish audience. He knows how to relate their scriptures, what Christians call the Old Testament, to what has just happened, because Jesus has explained it to him. It's time to speak. First, he dismisses the thought that he and his friends are drunk. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, don't be silly. He then begins to talk about the prophet Joel. Now, I appreciate this would not be the obvious place to start for most people who are watching this, but stay with me. We don't know when Joel prophesied, but we do know that times were tough. The nation had been invaded and it was devastated. It was a time of wailing and mourning. A time for a prophet to call the people to return to God with all their hearts. It was a time for repentance. Tear your hearts, he says, not your clothes. God wants you really to change, not just to do some outward stuff. But it was also a time for hope. God would act once more on behalf of his people. So Peter quotes the prophet Joel about God pouring out his spirit on everyone, about God sending dreams and wonders, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be rescued. Peter says, this is the day. God is pouring out his spirit on everyone, male and female, old and young. This is what Joel had hoped for. This is the restoration of God's people. And Peter, of course, will soon begin to talk about Jesus. Now, it has to be said that Joel saw all this, at least in part, in terms of vengeance. He hoped that Jerusalem would be restored. He spoke about God dwelling in Jerusalem. He spoke about a fountain flowing out from the temple in Jerusalem. But he finished his book by talking about revenge. Jesus and Joel had a lot in common, but not everything. But everything that Joel hoped for and more was fulfilled in Jesus. When the disciples speak in other languages, it's not just an experience, it's not just something spiritual. It's a sign that God is pouring out his spirit on everyone. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord can be saved. The fountain that Joel hoped for has sprung into life. This fountain will flow to all the nations, and its starting point is the temple in Jerusalem, not the physical temple, but the presence of God in Jesus of Nazareth, the one crucified, dead, buried, risen, ascended, and pouring out his spirit on those who will come to him. The death and the resurrection of Jesus are the two key points of world history. A fountain flows from them which will heal the world. And the best thing to do is to step into this flow. A flow that is open to everyone. I invite you today to believe in Jesus and to step into that flow. God would pour out his spirit on everyone, including you. Please do come back tomorrow for our next video.